Welcome back to WHVP's weekly podcast, where Urs and I cover major macroeconomic data that came out in the week that has transpired and looking at the next week or the coming week and the data that's going on. So this week, Urs, it was interesting to see that a lot of central banks or a few central banks had their interest rate decisions. For instance, Japan, they decided to keep the status quo at negative 10 bips. Do you have any comments there, what you think that the sentiment is on that?
Yeah, I mean, it's very interesting, like the economy in total and also like the how the inflation moves. There were just recently inflation figures for the Tokyo area coming out, which has dropped quite a bit. And it's usually an indicator for the overall sentiment in Japan. So it looks like that they still have to find a way how to put some upwards pressure on inflation, because in Japan, for the last decades, it was a problem that they weren't able to generate enough inflation for the economy to sustainably grow.
Yeah, it's been interesting to see their development and go through a challenging few past years and how they've managed it and continue to hold the negative interest rate despite where a lot of other central banks have gone. Yep. So also what we saw was Canada's central bank had their interest rate decision. I believe they also kept it at the status quo at about 4%.
Well, 5%,
correct. Yeah. Yes, that's right. Yeah. What did you see there? I mean, I guess the economists' expectations are happy to a certain extent. They expected it a little bit.
Yeah, but I mean, it's already the fourth time that they let it at the current rate. And so the expectations are that they will start decreasing or lowering interest rates as early as April. Whether this is going to happen, I don't know. I think central banks around the world are very cautious in making too fast progress in lowering interest rates in general. They have made a mistake in the past where they underestimated the inflation, and so they don't want to do another mistake, but maybe that's exactly the mistake they're going to make. But we will see what is going to happen in April, and it will stay interesting.
Yeah, I agree. I think we need to continue the fight against inflation.
Definitely, yeah.
Then we saw the ECB, so the European Central Bank, which has a little bit more of an inflow, I guess you could say, or a little bit more weight with their interest rate decisions. Mm-hmm. They also, again, held it stable at about 4%. That's what I got confused there with the last one.
Correct.
How do you see that moving forward? Do you think it was the right decision?
I think it was the right decision. I think it is important for them to keep it at a healthy rate of this 4%. But also there, I mean, the expectations are that they are going to lower interest rates in mid this year, June, maybe. I'm not confident. Are so confident about that. I think it is important for them to keep it higher for longer. And I think that the ECB is also highly influenced or dependent on what the Fed is going to do.
Yeah, which was what we're going to get into a little bit later, actually, talking about what we're looking at in the week ahead. Another interesting number that we were looking at last week, expecting this week, was the foreign direct investments into Brazil. What picture did we see come out this week on that for 2023?
It was surprisingly down. So it was down, what did we say, about 22%, which is interesting to see, because last year already there were figures coming out for 2022 where it accelerated but was still below pre-pandemic levels. And even so, it went back up in 2022. It looks like 2023 was not as successful. So that means that there is quite some insecurity in South America, which prevents or holds investors back from doing direct investments.
Yeah, which I think was interesting when looking at that, even though there was that decrease to the FDI in Brazil, their greenfield projects, so starting initial from scratch, starting projects actually remain stable, which is interesting to see. And then also in Latin America, just an interesting thing that came out was also Mexico.
Yes.
And they increased by 21% in 2023 in FDI, so foreign direct investments. And they saw that in foreign direct investments and greenfield projects as well. So that was interesting to see that maybe Brazil lost a little bit, but Mexico actually maybe potentially benefited from that or is benefiting from that kind of foreign direct investing.
Yeah, and I mean, that also makes perfectly sense and supports our forecast and also our expectations, what is going to happen in Mexico, because reshoring or onshoring towards closer economies to the US is a real thing and also helped the Mexican peso to appreciate against the US dollar in the last 2 years. And so there is further strength in Mexico where companies already having existing plants there increase CapEx in Mexico, but also new companies starting projects in Mexico.
Yeah, it's fascinating. I mean, maybe just a quick little bit of interesting news that happened this week that caught our attention was that the U.S. economy actually grew in December 3.3% in gross domestic product, which was a bit of a surprise. But I think what's important to also look at is what did inflation do in the same time period? And it still outpaced the growth of the economy at 3.4%. So a small difference, but still outpaced. And core inflation was down from 4% in November, but down by 0.01% at 3.9%. So inflation still seems to be an issue in the US so that it continues to outpace its growth.
Yeah, and I think it's important to not lay too much weight on this one number, because there were some seasonal effects also playing into that. And another interesting fact which we have seen this week was that planned CapEx investment, which is what companies planned to invest in their into their infrastructure, has decreased by quite a bit. So even so, the fourth quarter of 2023 was stronger than the expectations were. It doesn't mean that we have gone through it all and that the next couple of months look just perfect and that there will be no recession or no hard landing or no landing at all. I think there are still some risks. There are some risks that start to show up now for the economy.
Yeah, that's an interesting point of view to make sure that you look at a broader picture and don't just look at the big numbers they're feeding you, but look behind it as well. So what are we looking for next week? What are some of the decisions or things that are happening in the next week?
Yeah, I think as how it has started this week, it will go on next week. So we will have the consumer sentiment in the US coming out. We will have the jobs creation number coming out. We have a GDP on a quarterly basis from Germany for the fourth quarter, which will come up, which will be interesting to see how it further develops. As we have discussed last week, I think already Germany doesn't look too bright at the moment. There is a lot of challenges they are facing. And so we will see how that that story goes on. And then we do have further interest rate decisions. We have the FOMC meeting, which is the Fed deciding about their interest rates. We don't expect that there is some movement going on. We think that they will hold it stable. Same is true for the Bank of England, which will decide how to move forward. More interesting will be what the media conference will bring and how they comment on their decision.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see the speculations that come out after those meetings and topics. Hey, thank you guys for joining us on this episode. Urs, I'm looking forward to doing this with you next week.
Perfect.